Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly.
I'm Sarah C. How's it going?
And we are back again.
Yeah. So we had a little delay. I was out of town last week and out of town this week. Literally drove home last night, got home at like, 1 a.m. And yeah, it's a long week. Long day. But we made it work. We were going to Skype do it, but I was like on my feet all day long. And then you have a like company dinner and social engagements. And so we were going to do Monday night. But I didn't, my hotel didn't have Bravo as per usual. And I was like, I heard it was a really good OC. So I was like, well, let's just push it back.
Yeah.
So I'd rather talk about the good OC and also not be so exhausted. So anyways, thanks for hanging in there.
Yes.
So what happened last week? Let's see. Social media. Well, the biggest story was Britney's sister, Tiffany, got arrested.
Yes. So we don't know the full story, obviously. We just saw the report.
Yeah.
And it looked like the charges were a DUI.
Mm-hmm.
Hit and run.
Ugh, scary.
Possession of a substance.
The hit and run is going to be problematic.
Yeah.
You know, the DUI is always problematic, but hit and run, that's serious.
Yeah. Just every, I mean, I don't know. And then the time was kind of funny, too. Not that any of this is funny, but it was like, wasn't it like 9 o'clock or something? Like 9 p.m.?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people were asking questions about, like, you know, who Tiff is and how she fits in. Remember, if you watched Jax and Brittany Take Kentucky, she's the one who had concerns about Jax, right?
Yes, that's her. But she's also the one that Logan, no, told in the cab that James and Logan had hooked up.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And she was the one that told Jax and Britt. And that's when James came over to grill her on what was said. And James called Logan live from Jax and Brittany's apartment with Tiffany there, which was a smart move. Like, have everyone in the room that all the hearsay, just get everyone together.
Yeah.
And then Logan, like, backed down quickly. It's weird. Did he just want airtime or did he back out thinking, oh, I'm going to botch this relationship by outing this? I don't know. It's very strange.
Yeah. I don't know. So I don't have any comments about Tiff. I mean, I feel very sorry for her. I hope that everything's okay with her. I feel bad for her kids, like everything she's going to have to go through.
Yeah. I mean, it's still TBD on, is she a bridesmaid? I mean, it seems like she's not a maid of honor or anything. Like, they had a bridesmaids, you know, thing and she wasn't there, but maybe she just couldn't make it because she has two young kids.
Right. Which is what I would think is what is going, like, someone has to stay with them, you know?
Yeah, because I think the one kid, the older kids, I don't think the baby daddy's really involved. And I know they had like a big background where, you know, she was going after him for child support and he's like a pro athlete out of Florida. So I don't know how much involvement there is with that kid's dad, but he's very successful and a pro athlete. And so seems like Tiff had her heyday, like Britt had her heyday going after some pro athletes before JX.
Right.
And we're not even talking about Aaron. Rumor has it. Word on the street is Brittany went after a few pro athletes, but, you know, settled on Jax. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Totally. He's such a catch.
Did you see their story today? It was like, actually, it was Kristen's story. She was like, I want the white tree over here and we're going to do this and that. She was telling Zach, like, he's going to design some party or Christmas theme for her. But then Kristen was storying them as they were talking. But then she hashtagged or put a caption on the story saying, Jax and Britt pilot. Like, please, God, please. No.
Yeah.
Is this going to be like a...
They can't try it again. They already tried. You know, it's like you failed. Like, you have to move on, right?
You know what my fear is? They're going to try and do like a... Jessica, Nick, newlyweds.
Oh no.
You're not the same.
You're right.
Not the same.
Not the same. Someone has to be funny.
Yeah.
Also in the news, Stassi's new haircut.
Brittany's only funny when she's angry and pissed.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's like enough sugar and like there's no spice. Enough. Oh, I love my man. Blah blah. It's like Brittany's only entertaining when she's pissed off. What'd you just say?
I literally have to like take my watch off. I'm getting so many text messages. I'm so popular. No, I'm in like this like mom group at school, and like they have this app, and they it's like it's every second they talk to each other. Oh, it's crazy.
Have you heard of Jet Set Family?
No.
Okay. So she's a popular OC mom blogger. She got so popular, she's now in Oprah's circuit. She's going on the Oprah cruise. She's endorsed by Oprah, but she's in Newport, and she's my friend Catherine's good friend. I was like, oh, I bet my friend Holly knows, you know, because you had yours. So we'll have to check that out.
I think I've seen that.
Yeah, she got really huge.
Yeah, apparently. It's crazy.
Like she was in the corporate world with my friend, and then now this is all she does, and she's like hugely endorsed by Oprah. So I'm like,
yeah. Wow. I mean,
yeah. So I thought you would know who she was, but wow. You were just gonna say something.
Stassi's haircut. I said, and other news. Stassi's new haircut. Did you see it?
No.
Oh my God.
Well, I've been in another world.
Okay, wait.
All
just
week.
My phone is like on 1%. You got to just like we should pause it, and you got to look at it. Hold on 1 second, guys.
Okay.
Okay, guys, we're back. I just showed Sarah the picture, and I described it to her as Stassi's haircut being like a Jennifer Aniston meets Joe Dirt.
Well, I first saw it. I was like, ooh, no, not a fan. First of all, I hated the Rachel do. I hated it when it happened. I still hate it to this day. It's like very helmet head to me. I never liked it. I liked her with like longer straight hair or curly, thick hair, because Jenna Aniston, if you remember, she has like a big, full, thick, mane, curly hair. And I just, if you have that, like rock it, because so many girls want that, myself, basically. My niece does that. She has this amazing mane that's like curls and thick, and then she'll straighten the shit out of it. I'm like, you know, but everybody wants what they don't have. But
yeah,
this, it does. I get the Joe Dirt thing because it's like that choppy chop, like in the middle of your head, like Rachel cut and then longer, but then Joe Dirt almost mullet-y.
Yeah. It's like, or it's the photo. I think it's two not great pictures of her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, ugh, I bet you she'll have extensions within like the week.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was funny because Sheena posted too. She's like thinking about going short again. I'm like, you were just short and then you got extensions and now it's like, whatever.
So I had a crazy dream the other night. I don't remember the guy's name because I made Chad look it up. I had this dream that I was in a relationship with Stassi's brother, and it wasn't
Hunter,
but Hunter was actually,
or Nikolai
was actually Spencer Pratt. Like, oh. That was Stassi's brother.
Okay.
And like all this like drama was happening, and her father came in to talk to me. Like, we were like at this hotel room or something, and he's like, don't worry, like, we're gonna take care of you, like, everything's gonna be fine, like, don't worry about anything. And it was the guy from what's the, like those mob movies, he has like the really pretty like green eyes,
Ray Liotta.
Yes. Yeah. Young.
Yeah, he was really good looking,
like,
when he was
hot, like, where I was like okay, like,
Annabelle is always like, I have Ray Liotta skins. Like, she doesn't at all. But, you know, like, he looks all weathered now.
Yeah.
Like, but he was.
Doesn't she also say, like, George Lopez?
I mean, you guys think I have image issues, or Holly does. Like, Annabelle has, like, the worst image issues, and she's the most beautiful woman in person, like, facially, body, everything.
Oh,
but, you know.
God.
You know, it's. We all struggle with it. But yes. Anyways, but yeah, Ray Liotta. No, he's a very good looking man. He just, you know, he's like Tom Sizemore. Like, the older they get more wear and tear, like, weather looking. Mickey Rourke.
You know, yeah.
That sort of thing.
like in my dream though, he like his presence was like very like, oh wow. Like when he came into a room, it was like, oh, whoa.
Wait, if you think of like what Ray Liotta might have looked like at 20, maybe a little Zac Efron-ish.
Yeah.
He's got those like piercing eyes and just kind of chiseled features. I don't know. So that was your dream?
There was a lot more to it, but I'll just leave it at that.
Oh.
I'd have to, like, it literally.
Sorry, Chad.
It was like a full-on, like, fan fiction journey. Like, it was crazy. I woke up and I was like, huh?
That's random.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm, like, way too cool. Like, I'm, like, getting way too obsessed with the Vanderpump people and Stassi's dad. Like, what the hell? Like, where'd that come from?
Speaking of that, nobody seemed to understand. Holly was my biggest fan last week when I told her my idea of I want to go to Tom Tom wearing a t-shirt with a picture of like two Toms, but like, you know, Tom Cruise and Tom Hanks or Tom Selleck and Tom Brady. And like she busted over a gut laughing for like 100 hours. And I was like, wow. I really should go into stand-up. I'm like, I didn't think it was that funny, but like mildly funny.
She painted this picture. Like I immediately pictured us walking into Tom Tom and her wearing like this shirt with like two different Toms on it and like waiting to see if anyone noticed.
I think that would be fantastic. I still want to do that. But in the meantime, because we haven't been back to Tom Tom, I thought, oh, I could do a meme and put a little caption. So he did that. And thank you, Instagram followers, because I did get a little love on that. But like Twitter, like 4 days later, because I'm not ever on Twitter anymore. And I.
Yeah, it's Twitter is. Like,
yeah, I checked and I'm like, zero? Zero? Like, I didn't even get one from Holly. I was like, what?
I don't go on. I don't go on. I finally
got one, and it was from one of you guys. I know who you are. Thank you. But I'm like, was it not funny? Or what did... You know what one of the best comments on Instagram was? Was this guy that Ginger and I met at a bungalow at Pacific City.
Yeah.
He works at Equinox. He's a massage therapist. Well, we just met him. I don't even know him. We just met him. But he's a comedian. He likes to do stand-up. I'm like, oh, you should come on the podcast. Like, I had a couple drinks, whatever. He's a really nice guy and funny guy. I added him. Anyways, I've never seen or talked to him or anything. And he posts a lot of things. But he posted a comment saying, oh, my God, dying. I need more of these. And I'm like, but I don't think he doesn't even know what Vanderpump Rules is. So I'm like, why is that funny to you? Like, if Tom Tom franchised, like, does he just think I'm just talking about like,
maybe he thought you were talking about the GPS, like the Tom Tom. He's like, yeah, that's funny.
But it's not. That's my thing. I'm like, oh, maybe you shouldn't have a career in stand up. No, he was a really funny guy and he posts funny things, but like, he's one of those like Seinfeld, like he posts like observational things.
Yeah.
Which some people get and some people don't. But I was like, he was dying. He's like, I need more of these because he liked both of them. And I'm like, well at least how do you get it? And you don't even know what Tom Tom means in my world.
At least you didn't download the app Jib Jab from like 2009 and put the Vanderpump Rules heads on it. I paid $2.99 for that app. I thought it was so funny. I'm like, like, look at I'm creating funny things with this. Like, oh my God. I sat there for like hours, like thinking it was so funny. I still think it's kind of funny. But like, I hate when I download like a stupid app. It's horrible.
Well, yeah, I'm just mad because I thought my shit was funny, but clearly it's not. Like, thank you again, Instagrammers. Thank you, the one person on Twitter. But I think just people don't get it. But how could the staff not get it? How could Tom or Tom, because I take them. How could they not think it was funny? Because they get it. So I think I'm just going to have to do the shirt.
I think, I mean, I
would make a jean jacket with like two Toms on the back.
I would definitely see, like, look at this one I created.
What if I created a shirt with like a whole bunch of Toms pictures, including theirs?
I created one of
Peter.
No, it's Katie.
Oh my God, I thought Peter was Katie, or I thought Katie was Peter.
She has like a horrible look on her face and it's a little ghost and it's going, booze. And then I did one like this of Sheena.
We'll post it in the group.
And Chad's like, why is she doing that? And I said, I don't know, Chad. I just thought it was funny. And so I'm like, okay, never mind. I'm deleting this.
Well, you can post it in the group. You guys, if you aren't in the Facebook group, there's some interesting things that have happened. You know, Heather, our super sleuth, posted the Tiffany Cartwright mugshot and rap sheet. So that's how we know, like, she was arrested and what for. So go, you know, it's Vanderpump Rules Party podcast and Facebook. It's a closed group. No one of your regular Facebook people can see what you post. So it's private and safe, and it's a friendly group. But Heather was also in Vegas this week, the same time as her idols, Tom and Ariana, as well as Schwartz and Katie. And so she was trying to, like, stalk them to meet up with them and or, like, run into them, you know. But she also did some amazing milestones. I really am convinced, and I know, I think Ariel said this, I will pay for a tour that you do anytime. Like, Heather really needs to start. Heather, you just need to move out here and we'll help you run it. Start a tour, because she went to Marrakesh where the Chunky Sweater fight, Stassi's birthday, season one. She was in that parking lot filming until she had to retreat to her car because a homeless man was chasing her, yelling at her. But, like, she really does, like, what we don't know, she knows. Or sometimes what we know, she tells us. Or, you know, sometimes we find out our own shit too.
And besides even, like, the Vanderpump Rules stuff, which is amazing, her itineraries that she creates for herself are insane. Like, mm-hmm. I've always been like, oh, when I go to Vegas, I want to take a picture by the Welcome to Vegas sign. Never made it. Oh, I want to go check out this or whatever. Never made it. She goes to everything, yeah, like, in a day.
Well, yeah, because she doesn't, like, waste her night drinking and then feeling shitty the next day. So she can have, like, 5 days in one day. Like, the times that
I mean, I don't even have that excuse, and I still can't do it.
Well, I mean, she doesn't have children. You have children. I drink once or twice a week, but, like, let's say it's a Friday night. Well, Saturday, I'm going to veg and watch Lifetime or Snapped or Oxygen or ID or something. No, Heather, because she doesn't feel like shit the next day, she'll get up at 7. And, like, the times that I haven't and I've gotten up at 7 on a Saturday, I have had, like, 3 full days by 11 a.m. And I'm like, this is great. I need to do this every day.
It is nice.
So that is just her way of life. Like, I'm very impressed, and I really aspire to be more like that. I mean, I still need to lay on the couch and watch Lifetime and Oxygen, but I want to get a little bit more done because she really packs a punch into her trips.
She does.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
So if you guys aren't in the Facebook group, you can see all of, I'm sure she went to the robot bartending place where, you know, Jax felt threatened because the robot was going to replace his bartending job. She went to Marrakesh from season one. I mean, she hit everything. And, you know, we go to Vegas, but we still haven't done either one of those things. I mean, I go to Vegas many, many times a year.
And I always have in my, like, the Marrakesh place has been on my list, man. Like, I just want to, like, walk that parking lot exactly how she did, where, like, the sweater got thrown on the ground, the shirts came off, they were wearing those horrible jeans. Like, it was just...
Well, Sandoval had those, like, skin tight things, and he's like, note to self, like, don't ever wear these pants without a shirt over it. And then he took his shirt off, so it looked like
spandex. Weren't they like True Religion esque? Or
no, it was like spandex. So it was like, yeah, Tom, I agree. Like, don't take your shirt off with those pants. Like, it was scary. But what was so funny is because it was season one, so, you know, like, they struggled to get filming rights. And, you know, the budget wasn't there. So they had to just basically film wherever.
You know what else I love about season one and two is how poor the cast was.
Well, yeah.
And that it was, like, all their own clothes. You know, like, they were broke. I loved it.
Well, you know, like, when my sister was on a show, she wore some of my clothes on her parts. But, like, this place is in a strip mall, like, literal strip mall, big parking lot. Like, that's Stassi, you know. It's funny to think of her now, and that's, like, really? You go to the strip mall off strip, like, way in, like, an actual neighborhood of Las Vegas, and that's where you booked your party? Like, not Tao or not even a restaurant in a casino, you know, like, they had to go to a strip mall. It kind of reminded me of OC. You know, you guys saw this year they did the flashback to Valentino's, And dude, I used to go there several times. The food was actually really good. And the interior was very beautiful. Like I mentioned, we actually did a photo shoot there, but it was in a strip mall in cookie cutter, upper newly developed Orange County, you know, way up there.
Mm-hmm.
That's not RSM. It's, Foothill Ranch.
Foothill Ranch.
That's okay. Where it was, right across from Tribeca High School. The food was really good. So, you know, Valentino or whatever, Vicky's lover, I mean, he was legit and the place was beautiful, but it was in a strip mall. So you had to get past that because everything is super new up there. So it's just like, you know, cookie cutter, but, you know, we shouldn't discriminate because it was good.
Yeah.
Anyways, so shout out to you, Heather. Thanks for posting your footage of those fun scenes. And
BTW, guys, if the sound is a little bit off this time, I've got Daisy with me, and she's a little bit fussy right now, so I'm having to click my microphone. So sorry if you hear that. But we're doing our best.
Hey, as I told Holly, we listen to everyone's podcast. They have dogs barking. They have buses going by. They have UPS drivers coming to the door. Like, it's all good.
And I don't have her in my microphone like some other people do.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
Like someone in your dream?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to stop listening for that reason. I really like both of them, but it was too hard on my ears.
Yeah.
So I think that was about it. Like Stassi and Christina were in Mexico for a friend's wedding. She was another server at Sir. Oh, there's a little controversy around this. Like, well, first people were speculating like, oh, why didn't she invite Bo? It's like, well, this was booked like last year.
Yeah.
Before her and Bo were even exclusive. And she even said that on her own podcast. But everyone were kind of up in arms because Stassi was like drunk or something and went up to the bride and was like, let's see those titties. Show me those titties. Or what did she say? That was like,
yeah, she's like, pull down her dress, show her tits. It was like, what, they had just gotten married and they were taking like a photo, like down at the shoreline. And the photographer was down there, but so was the wedding party and the family, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And it was just, I don't tacky. Know. So, yeah, I think one of the girls like phrased it in the group as like, you'd kind of be embarrassed like if your friend yelled that out.
Yeah.
And I immediately thought to like my mom, who would just be like, she would look at me and be like, nice. Like,
totally.
You know, I'd great, be
embarrassed
great
in front of like the other people there. Like if you went to Vegas and you had a friend, wedding with like, you know, 5 of your friends, 10 of your friends, like, all right, whatever goes. But it was just like a family wedding, destination wedding. Like it was an elegant wedding.
And you could kind of see the panic in the bride's eyes too. You know, like she handled it well. Like she was just like, haha. But, yeah, it was just like what, and it was like a special, it's like these are the moments, like they probably are also taking video too. And Stassi got other people going too. Like I heard other people yell stuff too after that. It was like, then it just like opened the floodgates.
Yeah.
Just a little tacky, you know?
Yeah. And it's, you know, it wasn't like midnight at the dance when everyone, all the like family or
no, it was like at sunset.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, if it's midnight, everyone else has left. You know, usually like at weddings, the dance party, like your relatives, your older people, they leave,
right?
But that wasn't the case.
No.
Yeah. Whew. Okay,
I have like two other little social media things. Mm-hmm. Did you see that picture that Dorit posted of like her new face?
No.
Okay. Another crazy photo where she looks completely different. She looks amazing. Hmm. Amazing if you think Kylie Jenner looks amazing, like, but like I do.
Don't you think it's also filtered a lot?
No.
Okay.
Is I think that she
on
got
Instagram.
I think she got a brow lift and it looks amazing.
Is this on Instagram or what?
Yeah, Insta.
So like which one? I'm pulling it up right now for you guys.
The one in that like white top on the bottom left.
Okay. Oh, shit.
See?
Dude, she looks like she's 20 years old.
Isn't that crazy? It looks like she did like face swap with Kylie Jenner.
Yes. That there's no way.
Look at that. Like, look at her eyes. Like, look at her, like, the arch of her eyes.
No, I mean, I'm sorry. I call bullshit. She is stunning. Fucking stunning. But she's, like, older than you, a couple years younger than me. Like, she is between our ages.
I think she's younger than me.
No, she's
by, like,
not.
A year or something.
No, because I remember thinking, I'm like, oh, I might know a friend of her. No, I don't think so.
Anyway, wow. So there's like a couple of things that like spiraled me this week of like the way people looked or things that people said to me that like, you know, like things will just get under your skin.
Oh, I hate that shit.
One thing that happened to me this week was last Saturday, we went over to my brother-in-law's house with his girlfriend, and we were just like having chili over there, like watching the Dodger game and the Laker game or something. And I was in the playroom playing with Ronnie and feeding Daisy, and my mother-in-law said to me, "You look so tired, Holly. Are you tired?" And I was like, "Oh," I'm like, "No, actually, I'm not." And she's like, "She didn't drop it." She's like,
"Well, first of all, any mother is going to be tired, but you don't look tired at all to me. You look the same."
And she's like, "You look so tired. I feel so bad for you. You look so tired. Are you sure you're not tired?" Like,
it's insulting, but also, if you think I'm that tired, bitch, why don't you fucking help?
I also had to like use like I'm like, "This is just how I look now." Like, I had to say that twice. I'm like, "This is just how I look now." And I don't know. It really got in my head and has like been bothering me like this, like for like a week. And then I saw that picture of Dorit and I spiraled again because I was like, I can't afford to get
fake.
A brow lift, but it looks so good. And then I see Brittany and her Kybella results posted all over the internet.
Will she get it again?
The plastic surgeon office did like a before after.
But, you
photo?
Know, like when she got it, like it came back. But I think it's like that laser away where you have to keep doing it.
Yeah, I guess she's had two sessions according to the photo.
Which probably
is
four.
It really is a pretty big difference. And
she's lost weight, though, too.
It has to be what Jax did. Because
yes,
Jax looks so different. Or Jax like made a deal with the devil or something.
Well,
because he looks completely
it's not
different.
Just losing weight for him because he is a lot older than she is. I think for her, losing weight is a huge thing because she is not even 30 yet. But for him, who's almost 40, yeah, I think he did some nip tuck suction, whatever he did, besides working out. Yes, I know he dropped weight and that, but that didn't like reshape his
face. I felt like all of season six he was claiming to work out a lot. Remember? Yeah. He was like sweat garage.
And I'm sure he did because he's always taking the gym selfies twice a day for sure.
Yeah.
But I think that sometimes when you get to a certain age, that's just not enough. And his face actually changed, like not just dropped the weight, but it looked younger, where I think, yeah, he probably did the same thing. Just note to selves, Dorit is 41.
Okay. So I am not 41.
Right. No, I that photo is airbrushed, filtered. That is not real. And you know what? We can go to Beverly Hills and we can find her and see her. I guarantee you, we'll see her live.
That's true.
She's not going to look like that.
That's true.
So let's just don't even.
And I mean, I will pull it back together, everyone, so no one send me like SOS emails. But there was a really nice listener who sent me a message the other day and said, you know, to not compare myself to other people and to enjoy what I have going on right now. And those little reminders are so true. But it's like, it is so easy to get like swept into that social media craze, or just like, it doesn't even have to be social media. Like, I can make myself feel bad about myself by just looking in the mirror, you know,
you
like
can't
it's
compare yourself to yeah, anyone on social
true.
Media or any celebrity because it's all altered and
it's
filtered.
True. I know.
You can compare yourself to Michaela, even though she's 10 years younger than you. It's like you are new mothers that are sleeping 1 to 2 hours at a time.
Yeah, I know.
But you look exactly the same.
I think also like I started like so strongly being like, I'm going to diet. And it's like I started like really soon after. And I think I just need to give myself some more time. I'm still breastfeeding, which is like I know people say you lose weight doing that, but it's just not working. So,
well, and you look exactly the same. Holly posted a picture of us a couple days ago, and it was like a year ago. It was at Annabelle's thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Year and a half, whatever. You look exactly the same. You were perching your lips. Is that the right, like, whatever, duck lips?
I was selfieing.
Yeah. So, like, oh, maybe that like positioning of your lips made you look different, but you look exactly like that. That is how Holly looks, people. She looks exactly like that. So
it was a good photo. But no, I didn't mean to like mislead people. I just meant I'm posting a picture. Like Sarah and I never take pictures together. Right. And I was just going through my phone and I'm like, oh, I'm going to repost this. It's so cute of us.
Yeah, we could do that. We could do the one like the Mastros one. Like this is how, yeah. I can remember the few and far between.
Yeah.
Not true. Because, no, I just hate pictures. So I'm like, yeah, we could post that one. No, we'll do more. And, you know, we'll go to LA. We'll get some more. I think November will be a good time.
Yeah, definitely. I can't believe it's already going to be November. Like, oh, Michaela
did book she was going to do November, and then all of a sudden that booked up because like Amanda's coming and then Thanksgiving, my mom's coming. So she booked a hotel in December in West Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
So you can drive up and stay, or you can just drive up and come out with us.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Or not at all, whatever you want to do. But
cool.
That would be a good time to like, you know.
I also realized that today is October 25th. It's 2 months away until Christmas. And I've been working on something for you guys and hopefully that you guys will help us with. I want to know like what everyone's like what's on everyone's list for Christmas, and so I can make like a master list. Has anyone ever tried a weighted blanket? Like that's on my list, but I don't even know if it's cool. Like, I want to knock some presents out. So I want to get our Amazon thing up and see, like, if we can have, like, people add to it or comment. Or it'd be really cool just to, like, go to a list and see all the cool stuff.
Yeah. Suggestions, ideas, because – and then also any of you guys that have your own stores or products or Etsy's.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be a nice time when we all come together. And, like, if there are fun things that – you know, I know it's very specific. So, like – maybe no one in your friend or family circle watches Vanderpump Rules, but if there's like that one friend, you could get them one of those glasses we got from Kay Bright or one of her t-shirts or something like that. But I'm sure there's a lot of you that do some of those things, whether it be, you know, candles or soaps or whatever. But
yeah, so I would love to purchase from your shops or see what everybody is into. Like how we suggested that moisturizer and everyone was like so into it. If you guys suggest something to us, like we are down to try it too. Like the mask that you were talking about, people are asking about that.
Yeah,
you know, like
I thought we should do a little special. We can do a bonus podcast, so it's not like there for to bore people that aren't interested. But so many people posted about the moisturizer, especially the ones that got it, and they're like, oh my god, I can't stop touching my face. It's like, I want to help direct too. Like I've tried like so many of their products that I feel like it just sounded like Gina from OC. So many of their products that I can tell you what I love and what I don't love or what to avoid or not avoid, you know, that sort of thing, as well as other products. I'm like, I've done Goop, I've done this Shani Darden thing that Annabelle recommends. She's like the esthetician to the stars, like Jessica Alba. I haven't used her products yet because I was using up what I had. But we should do a little skincare, self-care bonus up.
Yes, I'd love that.
Anyways, so we won't waste your time on that. I guess while we're talking about that, let's just talk about this week's sponsor. You guys, if you haven't tried HelloFresh, we encourage you to try it. You can use our code PUMPERS60, you know, PUMPERS as in Pumpers Nation, PUMPERS60, and you get $20 off your first three boxes. So we tried this recently, and it was really nice because they're like, do you want the family plan, or are you single, or are you a couple? Is it two people, four people, family, that sort of thing? So it's kind of flexible because I've ordered boxes in the past and it's been too much food for me. I can't keep up or I can't eat it all. So therefore, for me, it didn't really work. So I got the two person, and that's perfect for a couple. Or if you're single, you've got dinner, lunch, dinner again. Like, you know, I am no stranger to leftovers. I liked it, but they also had, do you want the veggie, like vegetarian option or classic option? They've got other things that you can tweak it with. But I got the veggie and Holly got the classic and for the family. And, you know, it comes with every ingredient you need. I was just telling Holly what's nice is I will go down to my niece's and try to cook for her family to take the stress off because she has a newborn baby too, like Holly. But she doesn't have a lot of the stuff. Like when I go home to my mom's, my mom has everything. She has butter, olive oil, every spice in the world, like anything you just, you take it for granted. But you know, when you're younger, you don't probably have that pantry. Well, it's nice because in HelloFresh, they just send you everything you need exactly for that meal prep. So that makes it easy. You don't have to stress about, oh shoot, I'm out of this or out of that. Like everything's compact. It comes to your door. It's fresh. It's, it helps you. The other thing I noticed too is, I cook a lot. So I see a lot of, especially younger people, they weren't taught how to cook. It's a really good stepping stone to learn how to cook so that you can start to think about, you know, oh, I know how to do this now because I learned this through, you know, ordering HelloFresh and the step-by-step. So it makes you comfortable to be able to cook on your own as well. But it makes it easy for either if you're too busy to have to, you know, prep all this stuff, buy all the stuff, prep it, cook it. Or if you don't know how, then you have to Google it and follow directions. So this is very simple, clean for a new chef or just a busy person that doesn't have time for all of that other stuff. I liked it. What'd you think?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm so excited that HelloFresh is a sponsor of ours. I mean, it's like totally a dream that we would get one of these big sponsors for our little podcast. So it's so exciting. But I was so excited to try this because I am the complete opposite of Sarah. I pretty much eat out every single night or order takeout, anything I can do to not cook, because I've just had horrible experiences of going onto Pinterest, going to the grocery store, buying every effing product that there is, spending, you know, $80 and then totally jacking up the recipe because I can't follow it or something happens and I don't have the right utensils. So this came, it was so easy. Everything I got out, it has like this amazing huge cue card with pictures of how everything should look every step of the way, which was really helpful. And then I just followed along and I was totally able to do it. I impressed myself. I impressed my family. We sat down for a meal that wasn't takeout. And my daughter looked at me and was like, wow, mommy, like this was good. And I was like, oh my God, like this is what it feels like to like be like a mom that cooks. Wow. So thank you, HelloFresh, for that experience. It was really cool. And at the end of it, I was just like, wow, like you said, like I can do this. I can put these things together. And it wasn't that hard. And once I got going, it was okay. A little bit of planning goes a long way. Some of the stuff I wish I would have maybe prepped before, you know, having two little babies is kind of hard to sit there and like chop vegetables. But, you know, they were purchased for me. All I had to do was cut them. I also realized that I need like a new knife. I didn't have like the proper knife. I was like cutting my vegetables with a steak knife.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was great.
Quite honestly, I have all the proper knives. Remember, Danny gave me that $150 Japanese knife. It's so sharp that I'm too scared to use it. It's still in the packaging, but I have other chopping knives. But quite honestly, I use my steak knives all the time.
Okay.
The one thing you don't want to do is use a steak knife to cut onions, because when it serrates it, it creates more of a thing. It's going to make your eyes water more.
Okay. I cut an onion with the steak knife and I thought I was going to die.
Yeah. So you don't want to use it for an onion. So you should use a sharp edged, because it's going to cut down on that like crying factor, that teardrop thing. And it's going to be cleaner and easier. But like I said, I have a really kick-ass knife, but I'm a little scared to use it. So I use just like another like big knife, chopping knife, like from Target or something. I just feel more comfortable with it. I feel like the Japanese one, I'm just scared I'm going to like chop my finger off. So it's still in its packaging.
So that was our super long ad for HelloFresh. But you guys, use our code. It really is fun. If you've thought about doing it and you want to pull the trigger, please use our code for that. Pumpers60.
$20 off your first three boxes.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, guys. So should we get into OC?
Yes.
So, you know.
Okay. So back to OC.
So last week, you know, they're just going to Jamaica. I noticed a few things, like when they were going to LAX. So remember, like 2 weeks ago, Tamara had the big, look at me, I'm here without my boot. But then when she went to LAX, she had her boot on.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, I did. I watched it twice. I was like, so either the boot is maybe you can take it off and then she still wears it.
Wait, are we going back 2 weeks? Did we miss a week? Is that what's going on?
That was last week.
Okay.
And then this week was 3 days
ago. Okay, got it, got it.
So last week when they're flying to Jamaica, I noticed she was wearing her boot on, which she had debuted being off 2 weeks prior to that. So you're like right. 3 weeks ago.
Okay, okay.
So either the boot is maybe a transitional thing, like, oh, you can take it off like at night, or you can take it off sometimes, or they film this out of sequence.
I love catching that. I think, yeah, definitely.
That's what I was trying to catch. Was it out of sequence?
Probably.
And then I was also like, God, they did a.
The producers are probably like, damn it, we didn't think anyone would catch that.
I did. They were at LAX at 4 a.m. Like, Jamaica's not that far.
How far is it?
It's just past Florida.
Oh.
Like, from Florida, it's like a 45-minute flight. Like, you had to do the 4 a.m. Like, can you imagine what a nightmare? I get, like, Shannon, I haven't even slept yet. Like, yeah, I wouldn't have either, because to get to LAX by 4 a.m., you have to leave at 2. You have to be up at 2 and leave it by 3. So why would you go to sleep? Like, I thought that was a little extreme. That,
oh, wow. I mean,
they could have flown out of John Wayne and then they just transfer in Florida. I don't know. Seemed a little extreme. Anyways, so what'd you think of the Rasta hats and the thing? When she's like, are you going to be mad? Are you going to be mad if we wear these Rasta dread hats?
I like cringed a little when they said that, and also when they wore the hats, I was just like, ooh,
little hulky.
Yeah, but I mean, have fun. Like, it was entertaining. Yeah. I liked it. And one comment on Jamaica is the people there are like so polite and so Like, I just felt like every service person that they encountered, like, just that was like. Like, you could tell, like, they were just, like, on it. Maybe because they knew they were going to be on camera. But, like, it just seemed like, wow.
No, they are. But they are like that in resort towns. Like, whether it be Hawaii, they might secretly hate you. But they're polite and they're outgoing. I mean, I went to Jamaica with Kaya and Heidi. And they were like that. And we were, like, at some point, Kaya and I were like, shut up, Heidi. Shut up. Because, you know, how, like, sometimes she likes to tell her jokes.
Yes.
And we're like, stop it. And the cab driver was like, huh, like he was uncomfortable but super polite. We're like, just stop.
Oh, but, that's funny.
So they are very polite. But
so what did you think of Jamaica?
I you know, the thing is, Michaela's dad like lives there half the time. Like, he goes down every year for a couple months. He's built houses down there. He brings them stuff. He just loves the people and the hangouts. And it can be really dangerous. It can be really resorty, touristy, or it can be anything in between. We went, you know, we didn't go with her dad. Like, and my friend Angelique goes all the time too. And she got to know a lot of locals. But it was kind of like the locals would bring her to local parties. And then they would be like, oh, no, man, you got to go now because they're going to see you. They're going to be mad. Like, they had to, like, make sure she left the party before because they don't want, like, non-locals there. Same is true for Hawaiian natives, too. You'll have the best service and most polite people, but you know, there's a lot of, there's a little resentment there.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamaica too. So as close as she was some of the locals and natives, and they look out for her and protect her and everything. You don't want to be where you're not supposed to be.
Right.
It can be a, you know, a dangerous country. So, but the flip side of that is staying on the resort. Well, then it's just so like, you're so contained and just in a tourist thing that you could really be anywhere.
Right.
You know, the beach is just like kind of anywhere else in the Caribbean or Hawaii. And so, you know, and then if you go into town, you know, where it's supposed to be safe, it's like Margaritaville. It's just like tourists.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I like what they did. You could go on these tours, the zip line, bobsledding, waterfall, and, you know, that's how you should do it.
The bobsledding looked amazing.
Yeah, I was supposed to do that, and I ended up having a meeting. So they told me it was a 3-hour thing where you bobsled, see the waterfall, and zip line, and it was 3 hours.
Okay.
And so we got there. The bus came to our hotel. We were getting on the bus. I'm like, okay. I actually had a meeting that afternoon. So I don't know. It's like 9 a.m. I'm like, okay, what time are we coming back? They're like, oh, 5 or 6. And I was like, wait, it's supposed to be 3 hours. I was like, oh, that's the tour. It takes 2 to 3 hours to get there and 2 to 3 hours to come back. And I freaked out. I was like, well, I mean, I actually probably could have gotten out of my business meeting, but I couldn't get my head around being on a bus for 2 to 3 hours and then a 3-hour tour and then another bus ride for 2 to 3 hours.
That's a full day right there.
I was like stressed out about that. I don't like being on tour bus tours. I'm okay with a walking tour or a short tour bus tour, but yeah, I don't know. So I didn't do it and I regret it because I really, that bobsledding looks so fun.
It does. It looks like that makes me want to go.
Yeah. And the ziplining, and you can do the ziplining anywhere, quite honestly. Like you can do it in Catalina, you can do it in Vegas, you can do, I mean, going through the rainforest, that would be ideal. But the bobsledding looks so fun. It was funny watching Gina on it, like, oh, like she was by herself.
That was funny.
So I don't know. I mean, teach a zone. I think, yeah, whatever. What'd you think about Vicky talking about being so horny that she needs it 4 times a day?
Ugh.
Yeah, TMI.
Yeah, just, I don't know. You know, I stick up for Vicky a little bit more than other people do. And she is just like too much.
Do you think that's really true? Or do you think she was trying to like impress people and like, I don't know.
No, I could see it being true.
Yeah.
Like, I could see, she seems like she's, like, really into, like, that, like, power, well, like
I feel like
masculine energy.
See, I feel like she needs constant validation and touching and reaffirmation. So she'll use sex as, like, a way to get that, like, I want it 4 times a day. Where maybe she doesn't actually want it 4 times a day, but that's a way for her to get the positive affirmation.
Also, like I wonder, wanted. I wonder, like what would happen if someone really gave her that? Like if someone honestly was like hanging all over her and like one, like okay, 4 times a day, she'd probably be like, "I'm busy. I do insurance."
Yes, yeah.
You know, like it would. She likes to kind of like, that's her thing, is be like, "Love me, hug me, love tank, fill me." You know.
But if they did it too much, she'd be like, I have a job to do.
Yeah.
I'm a grandmother. I'm a six, like,
she was, I'm working saying, on my legacy.
Like she was saying this week, she's like, I'm a successful businesswoman. They shouldn't be twerking. I'm a grandmother. I'm a businesswoman. I'm professional. I shouldn't be twerking. Like, I think if Steve was all over, well, Brooks was kind of all over.
Yeah.
Her.
I was going to say, I think emotionally he was.
Yeah.
For sure. And she liked
his little poems and his cards.
And she liked that.
I think because, like, her and Dawn, I think they were affectionate, but they had just gotten to that stagnant place. They'd been together so long.
Right.
Where, yeah, anyone's going to eat that up. So I think she realizes now, oh, that was just like a flash in the pan. And so she really longs for like what her and Dawn really had was like a stable, consistent, like, yes, they forgot about each other's needs of validation, but they really still had that strength there. But, you know, they cashed it in for that, or she did, you know, the momentary, you know, Brooks. flash in the pan of, oh, baby.
I am a little frustrated that, like, whenever they start bringing up, like, the divorce, like, she is kind of, like, rewriting history with how she's like,
yes,
but I'm, you know, I cried about Dawn for, you know,
I took antidepressants.
Yeah, I had to, you know, figure out how to deal with it. It's like, wait, I don't remember that at all.
No, when they did the flashbacks.
Which I know, obviously, it's a show, and she probably was sad, but her behavior did not.
No, that was the flashback. I was like, this didn't line up with the same context of how it was shown before. And I do really applaud her for saying, I had to take them. I took in, you know, I love that she said that she took them. And they meant for Shanna to take them out of a, not that she needs it, but that it would help her get out of her despair a little bit. Because I think Vicky was getting, like, she just wanted some validation and affirmation. And she got it from Brooks. And then she realized it wasn't worth it. But it was too late at that point.
Right.
And so she went into depression of, I fucked up a really good thing. It's like when you leave a job that you're frustrated with to the grass is always greener. And then that job is like, oh shit, I would have been better off in the old job. You know what I mean? Like, it's not always greener.
Right.
And so, I mean, I truly believe she loved Dawn and she realized what a good thing she had, but you know, they needed a spark, but they did try that. They had the renewal and everything. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, maybe it ran its course, but yeah, I appreciated though that she now admits, she didn't back then, that she took an antidepressant and that she cried. And but yeah, we didn't see it back then.
Yeah,
I mean, I just like it because it was kind of like, Shannon, nothing's ever happened to anyone the way it's happened to Shannon. And I, Tamara, you know, she,
yeah. So let's break down this whole thing. So Shannon, like, loses it because everyone's kind of pushing her. So first, yeah. So what happened was, Gina kind of was like, oh yeah, she is such a good friend. Like, mm-hmm. Tell us what a good friend she is. And Tamara got backed into a corner. Now, I really, really think that a lot of this is Tamara's fault, just like a lot of things are.
Yes. Because she keeps bringing it up, but at the same time, her points are valid for once. Like, I know Tamara's stirring the pot to stay relevant, 100%. Mm-hmm. But at the same point, she has really good points about Shannon never asking about Eddie and Shannon calling her over and over and over again. And Kelly kind of validates that too. She's like, she just keeps trying either one of us until one of us pick up. And also Shannon kind of says it herself, like, no, your divorce isn't the same as mine, whether it be Gina or Kelly or Tamara. So the point I like about Tamara, and I'm not a big Tamara fan, but what I liked about Tamara was she was like, you, everything is, you know, it happens to you. She's like, oh, you don't know what David's doing to me. And she's like, yes, I do. My husband, because we all remember Simon, he tried to wedge, like, create a wedge between Tamara and her children. Yes. And he was very successful at that.
Yes.
Well, and also it was Tamara's fault too. So it's like, you know, it goes both ways. But I'm just saying, like, that was a very volatile divorce. And it did create huge wedges in their children. Some, the boy doesn't want to live with Simon. The girl doesn't want to live with Tamara. So Shannon, here's the deal. You and David may be volatile at this point, but he is not trying to take your children from you, nor is he trying to create a wedge between you and your children. So Tamara has a point there.
She really isn't able to see that it could be worse or that other people are possibly dealing with something that, like, she wouldn't even be able to comprehend.
Yeah. Or have dealt with it or are dealing with it. And maybe they just don't air every aspect. Like, I'm sure Kelly's dealing with some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Gina's dealing with some bullshit.
You could, I mean, did you notice how awkward that phone call? Did you notice how awkward that phone call was when she called Jolie on the way to school? And you could tell, like, she couldn't. She's like, I'm with Dad. And
right, like, really quick.
She's she's like, well, say hi. Yeah, it was just awkward. You know, it's like, see, like, right there is some real life tension.
Yeah.
And, you know, her poor daughter's having to deal with that. You know, that's heartbreaking. Same time,
she said last week, she's like, well, Michael came over. It was great. He's like, I want you to see this movie. So yes, I'm sure they miss each other and they have those moments. Like David and Shannon were like, let's try to still do family things. And they would go to USC games together. Just like Gina, the thing with Gina and Shannon, they're just in different stages of their divorce. So she's like, I'm sorry. She's going having beach day, fun day, Sunday, and fucking her husband still. It's like, Shannon, you were too, like, 6 months or a year ago. You're just in different stages of your divorce, so stop holding it against her.
Well, and also, I would think, like, she has little kids. It's,
yeah,
they probably really do need to see their parents, like, somewhat be, like, friendly to process, like, what's going on.
Totally.
You know, and Shannon's kids were young at the time, too, you know, and
they're
old now. But, you know, like, they were still, same thing. That's why she did what she did. And the whole thing is just, like, watching from the outside is just like, oh, Shannon, I mean, just stop.
The thing with her kids is that her kids have known for 5 to 10 years, there's been trouble on the horizon. They
100%.
They even separated, you know, they're acclimated. So she's like, oh, I'm going to lose my home. My kids are not going to understand. It's like, your kids, she's 17 and like 14 or 15, the twins. So it's like, they understand. You're not dealing with a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, 7-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop. These other girls are. Jolie is more mature than Shannon. You know, like, Jolie gets it more than Shannon gets it.
Yeah.
So it's just, she does. I did like that Vicky was like, she has rich girl problems or rich white girl problems or something. And I love that Kelly's like, be appreciative of what you have. Like, people are like hungry. So I don't know. It was just, it's a lot. I actually see all of their points. I'm not usually a huge Tamara fan. I believe she does stir things up to, you know, job security and keep things relevant. But she had some points and they were right. Like, she never asked about Eddie. She calls her all night long. For Eddie to say all the things that he said to Tamara in those texts and that she said her kids say the same thing, like, Mom, stop picking up. And then Kelly reiterated basically everything Tamara said. It just, Shannon does seem very, you know, traumatic, and it's totally fine. Like, I get when she's like, I'm entitled to my feelings. I'm entitled to my pain. I'm entitled. It's like, yes, you are. But you also have to understand that there's other people that are going through the same pain. Like, no one's pain is the same. But yours isn't any worse than any others. And yes, there's times when people's situations are worse than others, or you're in worse stages. But you can't belittle other people and say, I'm worse than you. You just can't do that.
It's also, I think that, like, I'm personally triggered by the way Tamara is talking about her. And that's, like, what's bothering me the most about this whole thing is, it's like, if I talk to my friend about my worst time of my life, you know, like, I know I'm going crazy. I know I'm being a baby. I know that, like, I'm throwing a fit. And then she was, like, going to other people and saying those things. I'd be like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But it's like, they're all being so nice. Like, how they all were like, we're here for you. Like, Kelly was nice. Vicky was nice.
Vicky was like, I love you.
Tamara,
love,
like, you. We're here. We support you. Like, you could tell, like, they all were. Well,
on the, because I just went off on a Tamara thing. And like I said, I'm not a Tamara fan. But I also, on the flip side, I had a conversation today with Julia. And I was like, the one thing I do think was shady and throwing your friend under the bus was telling national TV, she cries every night. She calls me all night long. She's crying every night. So I don't blame Shannon for being like, I don't cry every night anymore. I don't. Like, can you imagine the humiliation of David and his girlfriend watching that? Because you know they watch because they want to hear what's said about them. No, Tamara, don't say that. You just humiliated me on national TV by saying she calls me crying every night at midnight or 2 a.m. or whatever. I saw her drinking alone. And Tamara was like, alone?
And also,
it's like, there's nothing wrong with drinking alone.
And also the things that she was sharing where she's like, all of a sudden she won't be able to find her car. Or,
yes,
you know, it's like these, like, simple little things where
Exactly.
It's like you're calling your friend and you don't want that repeated.
No, don't say that on camera.
No. I just felt like was like just a seasoned reality star professional. Like she knew what she knew what she was doing.
You don't need to go to that level of detail. What, like, I didn't even understand that comment. She's like, she'll call me at 2 a.m. She doesn't know where her car is. Like, okay. Remember when we went to South Coast Plaza? Because I never fucking go there.
Yes.
And we went to the cooking thing. And I couldn't. And it was a cooking class at, what's it called?
William Sonoma.
Me, Holly, and Sassy. We weren't even drinking.
No.
But I couldn't find my car because I'm not familiar with that place. And I was a level down. I'm like, oh my God. So, and I had a new car. I'm like, someone stole my car. And Holly and I walked around forever. Security came and helped us. And it's like, maybe just something like that happened. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't drunk. I wasn't like, I was just.
And that's a normal thing that you would be like, oh my God, I couldn't find my car. It was, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
And when you're already under stress and it's like, I don't know. So I kind of get like some of the stuff where they're like calling Shannon out. Like I feel like,
if you're like an airport thing, you're like, oh, was I 4D, 4C, 4?
Yeah.
Like, I just flew out of LAX, which I hate doing.
Wait till you see Disneyland tomorrow.
Oh my God. That's why I don't. Okay. We'll get to that in a sec. So when I flew out of LAX, my airline's terminal is full. The next one was full. I had to go to Tom Bradley International Terminal and I had to like take pictures and be like, okay, remember, go to this. Blah, blah, blah. I had to like walk around half of LAX to get to my terminal. So, I mean, I get that. I don't know what the context of Shannon can't find her car. Like, is she in Corona Del Mar or is she in a parking garage? Like, I understand.
I pictured her being like at the Spectrum.
Yeah.
Or something.
I can't find my car at the Spectrum half the time.
No,
either.
I know.
Fashion Island, Spectrum, South Coast Plaza. I get it. I mean, and she's just calling a friend because she's probably trying to feel safe as she's wandering around. She wants like someone to talk to. So I get that. But
and I have a feeling also that because I kind of noticed that Shannon's personality is like this. She kind of likes a little shtick like with her friends. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like
I can't find my car.
Yeah.
What else is next?
Yeah. I have to pay the water bill. You know, like,
yeah.
I don't think she actually meant that the way that Tamara's making it. I mean, maybe she did.
Today I had to pay bills and drive my daughters to work. And they're like, we do that every day.
Yeah, but I feel like that's how she connects with people is she like, you know, says these little things and everyone laughs and they react to it. And that's mm-hmm. how she gets her attention.
Yeah. I mean, the way she talks, I'm like, does she actually talk like that like all the time? Because everything's like,
oh my God,
I think I need another martini.
Can we talk about
drink
how...
Drink up, people, drink up.
Yeah. Or what about...
Drive me nuts.
What about when they sat down at the dinner? They're late as hell to the dinner. And she starts muttering under her breath.
Oh, my God.
She's like, well, this is a ball.
That's terrible.
This is fun. This is a fun dinner.
This is very riveting. Very riveting.
Yeah. It's like, are you kidding me?
But actually, I thought the conversation was fun and riveting.
Yeah.
Because they were talking about dating and they were grilling Kelly because, you know, she's a fucking fun dater.
Yes.
You know, she's got stories. I want to hear what Kelly has to say. Like, we want to hear Julia's stories. They are very similar. I want to hear her stories. I want to hear it. They're like, do you online date? Well, hell yeah. I tried that and da da da. I'm like, I want to hear those stories. I thought it was a riveting conversation, but Shannon's like, this is a lot of fun. This is very riveting. It's like, what are you mad because Kelly has dates and you're not? Or what the hell?
It was so rude. It's not like
they were talking about fucking accounting software. They were talking about something fun and riveting. It was rude.
Now, when you were in Jamaica, was it hot if there was not air conditioning?
No, it wouldn't be. you know, it's humid there, but... let's see, when were they there? Because I was there in December, right after Thanksgiving, actually. It's about the same time, right?
Yeah, I think so.
No, not that hot.
But that seemed miserable. So, yeah, I just thought that the whole thing with, like, the air conditioning and the fans, like, it made the whole fight, like, even more dramatic and fun. And
I think they didn't move them on purpose.
It looked just truly miserable.
To create drama. Now, what did you think of the outfits? Because, like, I know they all came out. Like, that's why Vicky and Shannon were late. They couldn't get ready. And at that point, just scrap the makeup. And I'm not, I mean, you're being filmed, so I can't blame him for that, honestly. Well, what'd you think of the outfit? Like, especially since, you know, we get the comment of Vicky bobsledding about Shannon needing an XL. And she's like, I'm a medium. I'm like, in this particular episode, I thought Vicky looked about 3 times bigger than Shannon. When she had that black outfit on the first one with her shorts, she looked enormous. It was just wasn't a good look for her. I don't think she's enormous. It just, that outfit made her look enormous. And Shannon looked very slender when she stormed off. Like, my favorite quote, Shannon stormed off. Shannon storms off again. Shannon looked very slender. I mean, and you guys, Shannon just posted a picture. I think they just did the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
She posted a picture of her, Vicky, and Tamara. They must be getting along because she's like, hashtag Trace Amigas. They look fantastic, but like Shannon is so thin, she almost looks thinner than Tamara. And Vicky looked very good. She had that green dress on. She looked curvy, but you know, fit and good. And I think they all look good. I think it was ridiculous when Vicky was like, oh no, she needs an XL, you know, her tummy. But then like Vicky was in the swimsuit and I think Vicky looks great, but to shame Shannon to say she's a medium and Shannon's an XL, where for me, they look the same, except Shannon's legs are like half the size of Vicky's and their stomachs kind of look the same to me. So I don't know. I thought that was a shady moment.
It was horrible. I don't know. I think Vicky looks good.
I think she looks good, but don't shame Shannon.
No. And she had... And, like, that's the other thing. Like, that's the other thing. Like, once again, like, I'm triggered by, like, girl friendships because, you know, Shannon has opened up that she is struggling with this.
Yeah.
And, you know,
hold it against her.
Is she really struggling with a weight problem? You know, probably not. Like, she does. Yeah. Like,
that's what I love about Gina.
From how she used to look, you know, but if she would have never like even opened herself up for that comment from Vicky, they would be the same size. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, even when like from how she used to look, she was never overweight. But I love what like Gina says. She's like, I'm sorry. You have a good business. You have a beautiful family. You have best friends. Oh, okay. You're 10 pounds overweight. Sorry. But, like, I love how Gina said it. She's like, she's 10 pounds overweight. Because, really, that's
what it is.
So, the way she over-dramatizes it, it's just kind of like, I would hate to be any friend in her life that, you know, is 10 pounds heavier than her. If she thinks herself looks so disgustingly horrible, like, what must she think of her friends that are 10 pounds heavier than her?
Totally.
So, I don't know. I love Shannon and I love her on the show, but she is a bit much and very over-dramatized and very much about her. And I just hate that she can't, like, everything is, it's so much worse for her. Like, she can't relate or understand other people have the same issues. Like, this is where I love Tamara, everything she said. And again, I don't like Tamara, but she's like, everyone has shit on their plate. Everyone has stress. Everyone have, you know, and it's true.
It's true.
And it's like, and she's not even just saying it because she's actually got real shit on her plate. She's not talking to her daughter. She had a horrible divorce. Her husband is having serious heart trouble that is not getting fixed. They're having financial issues. You know what I mean?
It's like, actually really strange because in the beginning of the show, I thought that Shannon was like a little bit more dialed in than some of the other women as far as, you know, maybe like
being down to earth.
Yeah. Something. Or just like some of her like, what's the word? Homeopathic. Is that the right word?
Homeopathic.
Like she was kind of.
I love that part of her. Yeah.
Yeah. She was into like seeking out natural ways heal herself. And it seemed like she was like, that she would have a better understanding of herself and those around her. Like if you're seeking that out, that's kind of like the direction that you're going in. But it's it's really hard to hear her talk, and especially about the whole medication thing.
Well, oof. I mean, I love that because that would be my reaction. It's like, no, I don't take medication to cure things. It's just like, you know, I'm very anti that. Although, have I succumbed here and there? Yes. In fact, we were just talking about my upcoming tooth thing, and everyone's like, well, you should take a Xanax. And I'm like, I'm not going to take a Xanax because I've never taken a Xanax, so I don't know how I'm going to react to a Xanax. So I'm certainly not going to take a Xanax during tooth, it's not surgery, but you know what I mean? Like, it's a whole day. And I know that's a very mild drug. It seems like everybody takes that, but I've never taken it. So for me, I'm like, I'm not going to take it. You know, maybe I should try it tomorrow, so I know how I feel on Tuesday. But
right.
I get where Shannon's coming from with that, but she totally misread what they were saying, because Vicky is not you can tell she's not like a drug user either. She's so old school. That she's like, you guys are saying I'm crazy and I need us to be in a straitjacket. It's like, no one said that. And even Tamara was not the one that said the Xana or the antidepressant. It was Vicky and Kelly. So she just over-dramatized the whole thing. And they weren't even saying, like, you're not crazy. You know, we're just it just helps, like, deal with the pain or the depression and gets you through it.
Right.
You know, and you're not going to be reliant on it. We don't think you need drugs. It just, you know, maybe helps a little bit or whatever. But, you know, her choice is vodka, and that's fine. I'm not going to judge someone taking vodka over an antidepressant or Xanax. It's like to each his own. But she was so, like, against it. Like, you think I need a straitjacket? I was like, okay, that's just an extreme.
She was against it in kind of like a judgy way. And yes. It almost like I'm not putting that filth in my body, when it's like, dude,
right.
You carry more pills than anyone I've ever seen in my entire life.
Right. And you're drinking, and, you know, it's like,
it just, you know, for people who really deal with like heavy, heavy stuff, like it was insulting. And I'm sure that she's going to totally right. be like, I can't believe that came across like that. I'm sure she didn't mean it like that.
I've never taken a Xanax. Do I judge someone that has? No. You don't, don't drink wine. I drink wine. Do you judge me for it? No. Do I judge you for you've taken Adderall or you've taken a Xanax? Like, no. Like, whatever works for you to get you through, or, you know, focus or relax or whatever. It's like,
right.
There's no, you know, and I'm not opposed or proponent or against any of it. It's just like, let's just like, hey, as long as there's no addiction or abuse, hey, whatever works for anybody.
Yeah.
To make everyone better people and like more positive. Like I keep saying this. I know I'm not a Tamara fan, but I loved her when she's like, you need to flip the switch. You need to stop focusing on the negative and start thinking about the positive. And all those girls who were like, you have this, you have a great business, you have a great family. Like, and she just keeps dwelling on all of it.
Yeah.
She is Debbie Downer. But anyways, so I don't know. I know we kind of glossed over. Last week there was, you know, there wasn't much, you know, Gina not understanding the whole child support insurance. Like, the thing is, it's like, she's just naive and young, and I hope it doesn't go dirty. But, you know, eventually at some point, you're going to probably have that split when each of them get their own boyfriends or girlfriends. And yeah, she's a little naive and the ladies are trying to tell her. But at the same time, can you imagine being her? It's like, just stop telling me. You don't know my relationship. Like, I really get both sides of it. But, you know, Shannon is really like, she was going to USC games with her family and going to dinners, as she said. But we saw it on social media, and then it turned evil. So it's kind of like, she's like, well, she's still hanging out with her husband and her family and having beach days. It's like, so were you, Shannon. So don't, like, go after her. She's just in a different stage than you. Yes, you're an advanced stage of divorce.
It's like, anytime anyone says anything to her, she has to throw daggers out about someone else and, like, what they, like.
Well, hers is worse. It's always worse.
Yes.
You don't know. You don't know what I go through. I haven't told you everything. It's like, I kind of think you probably have between your phone calls to Kelly and Tamara. Like, it sounds like they're like 25 calls a day.
Yeah.
I think you probably have told them everything. But anyways, just check in on, and then her, you don't understand. I am dealing with a whole lot of new, in my life. New. And it's like, that's what life is. I think she was just stuck in this bubble of like, this is my life. This is my routine. She's like, there's change. There's a lot of change. It's like, if you haven't figured out that life is always changing and throwing you curveballs and newness and changes that you have to adapt to, like, that's why I think she's so thrown out of her.
I think that's why the ladies like are going a little crazy, because it's like, ugh, like, because
it's real life. And yeah. She doesn't get it.
Yeah.
Like, she's lived in a bubble, you know?
Yeah. It's annoying.
Yeah. But, and she keeps, I love when she storms off and she's like, I told you, stop it. I will rip this mic off me right now. She's like threatening production. And then she like legitimately like digs up her dress. Did you see that? She was digging up inside her dress and then down her dress, where at some point like her ass was showing, that her coochie was showing, that her boobs were showing, because they must be mic'd up like way around the waist and boobs. And
it was in her Spanx.
Yes. And she was like digging. I'm like, why wouldn't you just go to the bathroom? Like, I would yell like, stop following me. And I'd be like, I have to go to the bathroom. So I would go to the hotel bathroom and I would take it off there.
And I
thought, she's doing it on camera.
And did you see like the panic in like Tamara, Kelly, and Vicky's eye that like she was going to disrupt production? Like,
yeah,
that's what it really was about. They're like, come on, let's talk. You know, like, yeah, it was like they were all really Tamara's working like,
Vicky,
for it.
I got this. Or they're like, well, let's have a drink. She's like, just give me 10 minutes to decompress. Like,
I deserve that.
I deserve my pain. I'm entitled to my pain. I think that we probably missed a little bit that was edited out. I think there was something like Shannon storms off, and Tamara's like, dude, you got to film. You're under contract. So that's when I think that, just give me 10 minutes. But the pulling off of the mics on camera, I'm like, dude, go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that was funny. I love when they keep that in and we get to see that moment of her, you know, when they kind of break the fourth wall or whatever it's called. Love it.
Yes. So, oh yeah, it's just more like, and then the other thing she kept doing was like, she's very like childish in a little bit. Like, people are like, we're trying to help you. Like, relax. I'm always relaxed. People tell me I'm relaxed. It's like, no. And Kelly's like, dude, I wish you were on medication, because I want some of it now, because you're stressing me the fuck out. Like, I totally got where they were out, because they were all trying to be calming. And they're like, we love you. Relax. And Kelly's like, you're going to give yourself a heart attack. You're so like full of anxiety. Just calm down. She's like, I'm always calm. I'm calm, Kelly. You know, it's just like, oh my God. Like, it was just very stressful to watch. But just the way she kept just reacting. And like, you know, Tamara would be like, just listen. I listen. She's like, just listen for once. And you're like, oh, listen for once in my life. Like, she just kept mimicking and coming back like a kid. So it's like she wasn't listening.
Yeah, it was just so like, bad.
She can't take anything. And you know, when it's coming from Vicky or Kelly or Tamara, it's like they truly are trying to help her. And honestly, Emily and Gina are not against her. They're just, yeah, they called her out a little bit, but not in a bad way.
No. And she really is being rude and cold to them.
Yeah. So I don't have time. And like, I love how the other girls, like, you don't have time to say hi, how are you, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I get it. Whether you like, you know,
Gina, I don't know, or but not, I a point. Am like finally like getting excited about OC though. This episode turned it up.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what happens.
Do you think Vicky got butt implants?
I wouldn't put it past her to have everything looked at, you know, to the best.
Don't you think she would have went to Tamara's doctor or like talked to Tamara about it? And it didn't really look like she had, but it looked like she gained some weight and she's been doing some, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because her thighs look thicker, too. Like, it looked in balance.
Yeah. I think that I'm a little disappointed in, like, how she's dressing. I feel like she's dressing way too young.
Yeah.
I think her body looks better than she dresses for it. Like, she could look really, really good, but she's dressing so young. Like,
her
boobs look a little deflated.
Oh,
and,
my God.
Like, they're, like, going... Like, she was melting.
That outfit made me so uncomfortable. Every time they shot to it, I would literally grip my boobs and push them up and be like, ah!
And she was like, feeling herself. Like, she thought she looked really good.
Yes, and doesn't she have fake boobs, though?
I think so.
But they've drooped that much, and they're going sideways, like, teardrop, which is fine. But I kept seeing that long droop side.
Just not everyone can pull off that look. You know, that's a hard look to pull off.
You kind of need like smaller boobs or younger boobs.
Yes.
Or you're going to have to do.
Or a really fresh boob job. Yeah.
Tamara cement boobs. Like Michaela said the other day, she's like, it looks like if you would hug Tamara, it would hurt because it's like. And then I think Jacob or someone said they look like two cement balls. They do. They look so hard and too pert. Like it would look like it would hurt. Like, ow. But Vicky's, I just wanted her to, like, I understand she had, like, a low-cut thing on. But, like, then wear those plastic cups or maybe duct tape. I mean, you're being filmed. You know, if you are comfortable with letting it all hang out, cool. Or if you're comfortable in your own time, not on camera. But, like, for me, that's my biggest fear because I don't have pink boobs. And I feel like, you know, both of us, like, if we don't keep them upright, they're going to, like, look saggy and droopy, so we must always, you know, Tyra Banks said she sleeps in a bra all night long because that, you know, when you sleep on your side or whatever, that's what creates like saggage. But I'm not willing to go to that extent.
Mm-mm.
No, I need to not do that. I'll do it all day long, but not at night.
Yeah.
I'll risk the saggage, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do what Vicky did.
No.
I would be so uncomfortable.
No.
It's just not comfortable.
Yeah.
And it didn't look good.
It didn't. And I felt, it just made me sad. I was just like, oh, Vic.
So you guys, did you see the picture they posted today? I mean, I thought Vicky looked great.
Yeah, she did.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Vicky's in a green dress. Tamara and Shannon are black. Shannon looks thin as fuck. Tamara, you know, it's like fit and petite as usual. But, you know, Vicky looks really fit and good and curvy, and you know it's draped, so whether or not she's wearing, she's obviously wearing support there for her bra, but that just made me uncomfortable.
They look, and I think that's like where we're coming from with our statements that we're making is like they look so good because we've seen all of them in person. Mm-hmm. They're all tiny, but sometimes the stuff they choose to wear on camera, it's just like, ooh, shoot.
So far, I'm like pretty good with everything Emily's worn. Kelly, I love Kelly's little outfit. So like her navy romper or skirt thing, like that was super cute. Emily had a really cute outfit last week. It was like that blue and white print little romper. Because, like, she's fuller. She looks like Khloe Kardashian in person. Like, she's fuller, but she's thin. Like, she has a little waist and a flat tummy. Mm-hmm. But she's, like, you know, fuller, but, like, beautiful. But they have like, cute little rompers. I think Vicky just went wrong with, like, Vicky shouldn't be in a romper. I'm also... The other thing I'm sick of, like speaking of rompers, I am so tired of Tamara in a jumpsuit.
Yeah.
It's all the time. It's on reunions. It's on Andy. It's on the show. I just don't think they're flattering. Like Tamara has the best body in the world, but it makes her look like she has long butt.
I don't know. I like her in a jumpsuit. I think it makes her look more classy than she is.
Well, it makes her look classier for sure, but I see her in them all the time.
Yeah. She's like Stassi in that way.
Well, and I'll give her props where, I don't have to show off my body every, you know, like Janet Jackson always showed off her abs. It's like, we get it. you have abs. Like, she did a crop top like a Sheena. Every single chance she gets, it's like, we get it. Just wear something else. But, like, you know, Stassi and her sweethearts, like, we get it. You have boobs or whatever. But I guess I'm just tired of it because she's always in a jumpsuit. So I'm just bored.
Yeah.
But it does class her up a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, it looks good.
But I like the little dress she's in. I think that's cute.
It's a little 80s for me.
Oh, this one? I just saw the one. Okay, let me pull it up again.
It's just like so 80s prom.
Hey, we just missed 11-11. Usually we... okay, I'm trying to blow it up. 80s prom. Well, see, my... No, true 80s prom is a hoop skirt and lace with bows draped up like curtains and poofy sleeves and lame.
Oh, okay.
But you're thinking like 90s. Yeah, no.
Like Kelly Kapowski.
Okay, that like early 90s. Because Saved by the Bell came after I was out of high school. But I was like, you know, 18 to 22 kind of. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of it. I guess I just like that. I guess I'm just comparing it to a jumpsuit.
I like it. I like it too. I was just like, oh. Mm.
No, I don't think it would be my dress of choice for the reunion, but I'm just tired of her in a boring jumpsuit because that's what I see her in all the time.
Totally.
I'm actually surprised at Vicky's because it's a little, it's just different for her, but she looks good.
It's a little Brittany Cartwright-ish.
But damn, I mean, look at Shannon. She looks thin as fuck.
Yeah, she looks really good.
And I like that her hair's down because she said, you know, why she was wearing her hair back so much is like, David never liked me to have my hair back. He told me never pull your hair back. So I think that's why she did it this season. But in this, like, it's the reunion, right?
Uh-huh.
It's all down. She looks really good. So, like, suck it, David.
Yes.
Now, I don't know. What are your feelings on David? Because, you know, you heard Kelly being like, well, David sounds like he might be a saint. And I kind of got her point. Like, if he's dealing, like, A, with all this drama every day. But the other thing that I got from, I'm just thinking as, like, from a man's perspective, I don't know how sexy it is or romantic to, like, be like, well, David, are we going to be romantic tonight? Like the way she talks and then like sometimes she's just negative or dramatic. Like I kind of got where he tuned out a little bit.
I think that when she like is all the way worked through all of the pain that she's going through, she's going to see that this really was for the best. And
yes.
that when she's in a relationship where she's happy, she's gonna be like, oh my God, like. I see why he left. I see that he's happier now. My kids are she will see what we all unfortunately see. No, I definitely.
And she's going to find some guy that like, I think he fell in love with her. They were young. They were in love. She's probably a little bit different, but also the same. She was quirky and beautiful and cute. Whereas now her quirky has become annoying to him.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like, you know, Steve is like, oh, Vicky's like anal retentiveness is like kind of quirky and cute, but they're new.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if she finds someone like even that guy she dated, like he kind of was intrigued by her quirkiness. You know, obviously that didn't go anywhere, but she needs someone new where they're like, oh, well, look at this woman. She's kind, but she's funny and laid back, but funny, you know.
Yeah, she will, and she will.
It's too late for her and David.
Too late, and she will find the right person. And I really think she's gonna. I think that she'll look back and see that she wasn't into him either. You know, yeah. Towards the end.
Yeah, it was just that was
hurt. Everything was just so hurtful, and she was just
honestly, it was like the Vicky Don, like her love tank had not been filled up for probably years.
No, and yeah, so I think
she's
that'll be
find something better. She'll totally. Find
she will.
Steve or her.
She'll come out the other side, and in the meantime, it's hard. And
she'll find her Rich or what's Deandra's guy? Like she'll find that guy.
The second guy.
And so, you guys, we'll talk about Dallas on the next podcast because there's two episodes we want to recap, but we don't want to keep you any longer because, you know, I know it's annoying. Sometimes we go too long. But we got a lot to talk about with Dallas.
Yes, I'm excited to talk about Dallas.
I do love some of the men on that. But anyways, anything else you want to say?
Nope, I think that's it. And we'll cover Dallas ASAP.
Yeah.
And yeah, you guys, thank you so much for listening. And we are counting down the days till our Vanderpump Rules season premiere. It's coming, you guys. December 3rd.
Oh.
4th. Whatever the Monday is.
Well, the good news is I won't be in the UK this year.
Yay.
So hopefully the only conflict will be like one part in April. But actually, now we Skype, so there should be no problems. There should be no interrupted schedule. No.
December 3rd. December 3rd, you guys. So,
all right. We're going to think of some ideas to work this up and like
create
some kind of, we should do a premiere party.
Definitely. We're going to do it all. This is our season.
All right.
So you guys, thanks for sticking with us and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.